In Proverbs 4, verse 2, he says, Solomon says, I give you sound learning, don't forsake my law. And he uses this phrase several times, my law. And he uses the word, the Hebrew word, Torah. And, well, in the 200 or so occurrences of Torah, it's always used about God's law. But here, Solomon talks about my Torah, my law. He doesn't actually have an awful lot to say about the law of Moses and all his wisdom that he gives. It's all about me. And whilst all that he says is true and is inspired and is indeed wisdom, it seems that he considers that his law is the Torah. He speaks also about the law of his wife. That he says that my son is to listen to the law of his mother, that is Solomon's wife. Well, she was an Egyptian and she was not at all a believer. So I would say that he kind of hijacked God's law and turned it into my law. And you see this in the New Testament, because there we read, particularly in John's Gospel, about the feasts of the Jews, the Passover. The Feast of the Jews was near, for example. In the Old Testament, you always read about the Feast of Yahweh. But now, in the New Testament, it's the Feast of the Jews. They had hijacked God's feasts and turned them into their feasts, like Solomon hijacked God's law, God's Torah, and turned it into my Torah, my law. And likewise, the temple in John's Gospel is spoken of as the temple of the Jews. Well, in the Old Testament, it is always the temple of Yahweh. But they had turned God's house, God's feasts, even God's law, into their law, into their feast, into their temple. And we can, if we're not very careful, do the same. We can hijack the things of God for the sake of our own mere religion. I suppose the obvious example is in arguments about who can break bread, who can take communion. And brethren will say, we can't have you at our table. We cannot extend our table to you. Well, it's not your table, mate, you know. It is the table of the Lord Jesus. And it is not for anyone to say you can't partake of it. It's not your table. We are there as guests. And in the Lord's parable, we are there as the guests invited off the street at the last minute, who should be sitting there awed at his grace. What am I doing here? Not saying, hey you, this is my table. Hey you, you're not allowed here. This is our table. Hey you, get out. You're not properly dressed, or you don't smell right, or whatever. You're drunk. Get out of here. No, no, you are a guest. And this is a trouble with religion. And we've got to make sure that our focus is on personal spirituality, to be spiritually minded, to walk with the presence of the Lord Jesus in our hearts day by day, and not simply be members of mere religion, because that is not going to save you. Most human beings have some religious sort of inclination in them. Perhaps everybody does. It's maybe built into the human psyche, the human condition. And we've got to be careful that we're not just following that basic raw gut desire for religion, but that we truly have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, and that we're focused on his things, and that we don't turn his things into the mere things of our religion. That's, I fear, what Solomon did, that he, as I say, gives no emphasis to God's law, whilst all that he says is true, and in a sense is inspired by God, in Proverbs, he hijacks it, because he says, now you've got to obey my law. My law. Why can't you say, Solomon, God's law? Why are you got to turn it around that it's all about you? It's not all about you. It's all about him.